Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Vinay Gupta, who's advisor to the board at Upper Thames Holdings, and Richard Polden, who's a chairman of the board, I suppose, at Upper Thames Holdings. How are you today, gentlemen?
Very good. Good morning, Zach.
It's all about the new boy, Vinay Gupta, who's quite a big wig in the world of blockchain. Blockchain at the moment, quite hot. How do you see it going, Vinay?
So to me, this is one of these kind of long technological marches. You know, the internet as a whole gets started with email in, say, you know, the mid-1980s, and you don't see the enormous transformative economic impact really for almost 20 years. So, you know, blockchain gets started more than 10 years ago. It's picking up speed year on year. And I think we are very close to a kind of flipping point where you start to see it turning up in real life in all kinds of unexpected places. And then you just kind of look around and think, oh, this was always here. So I think we're on that trajectory.
I don't think anybody else has said this, and maybe it's not the right time to say it, but how do we know that blockchain is going to be the eventual technological winner? It's not going to turn out to be a Betamax or a Laserdisc or something like that.
So there's kind of an evolving wavefront of technology. The way that I think about this is in terms of what we could digitize. So we start by digitizing mail, then we do pictures, then we do documents, music, movies, you know, layer by layer. With Bitcoin, you saw the digitization of money, and it's the first real attempt at that. Lots of things have come out of it. Then you saw this thing that we call DeFi, which is the beginning of digitization of the rest of finance. And then I think the next step after that is physical assets, you know, to the point where you can do things like buy and sell houses on chain very quickly and elegantly. I don't believe that blockchain is the final technology, but it's definitely good for, easily another 10 years of developments at the current pace. And then, you know, as with all technologies, eventually it's superseded. What stays is all the business processes which are transformed by the technology. Like, you're never going to see corporations running without databases again. And I think very similarly, 10 years from now, the blockchain will be an assumed normal technology that has a central role for some businesses and a peripheral role for others, but it will just be part of the global technological stack irrevocably.
Right. And in terms of what your background in this space is, which I think is quite appropriate to Upper Thames, what's your background been in this area?
So my first year being paid in digital cash was 1999. I was working for a Chicago venture capital firm. I said to them, digital cash is the future. Please pay me in this funny money. And they did for a year. And you know, I was sold. Like, okay, this is the future. So I was quite reticent to get involved in the Bitcoin scene when it first opened up. You know, 2011, 2012. I was kind of a little stewed back from it because it was kind of like, we've been on this track before. But the point where I jumped on was Ethereum, because Ethereum had smart contracts. So I joined the Ethereum team in 2014 because I believed fully in the vision of smart contracts as a kind of core transformative technology for the world. And I have a whole set of reasons why that's the case I can explain. So I jumped on, joined the Ethereum team, ran the Ethereum launch, then went to Consensus Systems and did a lot of architecture work there, and then started my own firm to implement a very specific legal process, which I believe is critical in linking the blockchain to the real world of assets.
And as far as Upper Thames Holdings is concerned, what's your vision there? How do you see that going?
So the world basically divides into two neat piles when it comes to financial instruments. There are the set of things which are relatively lightly regulated, which you would think of as being things like commodities or collectibles or fine art, even houses. Then there's a much more heavily regulated world, which is securities and, you know, equity within that. So what Upper Thames brings to the table is enormous depth of experience in dealing with the regulated financial world. And some of the more progressive governments around the world are beginning to have regulatory frameworks which allow for the real merging of all this kind of wildcat innovation in the blockchain space with correctly regulated financial institutions and correctly regulated financial instruments. So I see this as being very much a bridge-building enterprise where Upper Thames basically figures out all of the interconnectedness to enable the blockchain to do a lot of the things which is doing now in a quasi-legal or questionably legal way, to regularize all that out on the new legislative platforms that have been created by some of the more progressive jurisdictions. And I think that what comes out of that is going to be a kind of best of breed hybrid, where suddenly you can do really amazing things with the blockchain technology in a way which is completely regulated and understood to be so by government.
So do you think the, you're the CEO of Materium, do you think the tie-up with Alpha Tens is sort of the best of, it's like a best of both worlds? You've got, you're bringing two skill sets to the table.
We're pretty sophisticated in handling things like authenticity for physical assets, like say houses. We're just about to launch a suite of products, starting with some fairly fun things to get started, and then the heavier stuff will come in the next 6 months or so. We're going to be doing a collectibles collection for William Shatner, which is literally physically signed toys. I can't even tell you too much about it yet, but there's a lot of entertaining stuff happening around that.
Point there. You've got a bit of gold there and a bit of Bitcoin in the background. Would you say, from your totally unbiased perspective, that gold is rather yesterday's commodity?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely 100% the other way around. The way that I see this is that there exists a natural partnership between the world of blockchain, particularly Bitcoin and gold. Gold is the world's physical decentralized currency, and Bitcoin is the world's digital decentralized currency, but they come from exactly the same philosophical place. They come from the same fundamental perspective on the world, which is that money should not be controlled by the state.
Right. And so basically, gold is going to maybe come into its own. If it's digitized, it would come into its own in the future.
So the product that Materium is about to release is a non-fungible token, same technologies you'd have seen for, say, CryptoKitties or CryptoPunks, but it will be tied to the commercial right to retrieve a large gold bar. I think we're going to do up to a kilogram on the first run, and then after that, good delivery bars, from vault storage. And it will be allocated bars and very, very high-quality proofs that the bars are there. So the advantage that gives you is it gives you a global way of transferring value tightly tied to gold with all the security guarantees that you get from the blockchain, but with all of the lack of volatility that you get from gold. So, Bitcoin, much as it's a spectacular technology, the damn thing is inherently extremely volatile. It's very sentiment driven. People talk about it as a store of value, which I think is kind of crazy. Nothing this volatile should be a store of value. So what I see is the opportunity here to really harden the gold situation digitally so that we get rid of any possibility of mishandling of bars or vaulting problems. We bring in much deeper insurance products than are typically used in gold. You know, we really attempt to create a gold which is as hard in terms of the technical side as Bitcoin is. And you know, that's a better gold than gold currently is, not because the gold has changed, but just because we've updated all of the sort of technical mechanics around the vaulting. And we have very exciting plans. And then in terms of Richard's experience, of course, Richard is an old hand in the gold world. So, you know, there are multiple points of, kind of cooperation and mutual enrichment here. We've really got a very interesting thing on the stove.
I'm sure Richard's an old hand at many worlds, but on that note, Vinay Gupta, CEO of Materium, and now advisor to the board at Upper Thames Holdings, thank you very much. And Richard Polden, thank you very much indeed as well.
My pleasure, Zach, as always. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Good talking.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.